Heavy rain has forced residents in parts of the New South Wales South Coast to evacuate their homes with fears of major flooding later today. The deluge is affecting some of the communities that were hit hard by the summer bushfires, and the COVID-19 pandemic has complicated the evacuation process. Gavin Coote reports.
The Shoalhaven community, about 2 hours south of Sydney, has gone from one challenge to the next.
You know, people are just really getting tired of the whole disaster that we've had for 2020.
Patricia White is the deputy mayor of the Shoalhaven City Council and lives in the coastal village of Sussex Inlet, where some residents were ordered to evacuate overnight after heavy rain caused waters to rise in the nearby St George's Basin.
I can tell you the winds and the rain overnight were pretty heavy. I expect to see a lot of trees down today with the amount of wind that we got last night. There's a lot of water around. There's water this time in places that I haven't seen it for a very long time. So we've gone out of the fires into floods, into COVID, and now back into floods. And I think people, are just about had enough down here. I don't think that they can put up with it much longer. And if you're looking at the weather forecast, there's another one coming across Australia now.
And you live in Sussex Inlet. Many people would remember that place as being one of the hardest hit by the fires. People were trapped in there for days. It must be a particularly hard time for your community there.
It is, and there were people trapped for quite some time in Sussex during the fires. Couldn't get out. You couldn't get in or you couldn't get out. It's just when they thought they were recovering some of the businesses, they've been hit with these floods again. And it's not only the flood. Once the water goes down, it's all the cleaning up. Everybody's got to go in and clean everything up again.
The State Emergency Service has conducted more than 20 flood rescues across New South Wales since yesterday, with many involving people being trapped in cars in floodwater. Residents in the town of Maruya, further south, also had to evacuate, but fears of major flooding there overnight have been averted. But there's now concern for communities along the Shoalhaven River, which is expected to reach major flood levels this afternoon. Patricia White again.
The next threat is Nowra and down at Shoalhaven Heads. With the amount of water that's fallen in the upper catchment, that's all got to get down to Shoalhaven Heads out that river. And I'll be watching that really closely today because I know a lot of people who live out at Shoalhaven Heads and they were on panic stations yesterday.
And unlike the bushfire emergency early this year, evacuation centres aren't a feature of this disaster response. Fiona Phillips is the federal member for Gilmore, based around Nowra.
So speaking with the SES, the first instance is for people to go and stay with family and friends. And then apart from that, there was an emergency spot that they could go to where they would be issued with temporary accommodation. And that is because of COVID-19 and because those emergency evacuation centres can't be open in those instances.
As a community, you've only just been beginning to recover from the bushfires. How far does this potentially set you back?
Yeah, look, it's just been one blow after another. We've got ongoing bushfire recovery that's going to take many years, COVID, and now this flood. We've had a flood recently again as well. So it is hard to take for people. But look, one thing I know is that people around here, they've been through emergencies before. They are strong and we will definitely pull through this.
That's Fiona Phillips, the federal member for Gilmore, and she was speaking there with Gavin Coote.